Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. What do you say we take a little break and talk about fun stuff? And to me, fun stuff has always had something to do with spending time in the great outdoors, whether it's hunting or fishing or camping or just sitting by a campfire out somewhere. You know, just being out in the outdoors is a tonic for many of us. You know, summertime is a time that you know, it's getting hot. I probably don't need to tell all my friends that. You know that already. But, you know, it's easy to sit in an air-conditioned office or home and think about how much fun it would be to be out there fishing all day. Well, fishing is fun, but I'm going to tell you about 11 o'clock, 10:30 or 11 this time of the year, regardless of where you're listening to me from, it starts getting a little bit hot out there on the water, especially if you've been out there since daylight. So I wrote a newspaper article this past week that we're going to attach here to the website, hppr.org. You can go there and just click on Features and High Plains Outdoors, and you can read this article. But we're going to post it this week about having fun in the outdoors and staying comfortable. You know, if we look at the fish and game, watch what they do, they're a pretty good clue to how we should operate in the summertime, in the heat of the summer anyway. Fishing is best early morning, you know. I mean, I like to get out on the water, be there at the break of day. Now, it's not to say you can't catch fish up in the daytime. You can. You can, you know, fish for catfish over holes baited with soured grain or range cubes, channel cat especially, and catch them probably just as well at 1 o'clock as you can in the morning. But by and large, bass fishing, crappie, white bass, fishing is just better early in the mornings, especially if you want to do any topwater fishing for stripers or white bass, you know, or largemouth for that matter. So the first hour and a half, usually this time of year, provides the very best topwater bite of the day. Now, granted, nighttime is also another option. We'll talk about fishing at night some other time. It's a whole different topic. But get out on the water. Try your topwater baits if you're targeting largemouth or white bass or stripers or wipers, hybrid stripers, we call them down here in Texas, you know, for about the first hour and a half. And then if you're going to be striper fishing, you know, regardless what you're going to be fishing for, as a rule, the fish will move back out to deeper water as the sun gets higher. Now, if you're striper fishing or hybrid striper fishing, you know, that equates to moving out. Maybe the fish are up in, you know, 3 to 6, 8 foot of water early chasing shad. They're going to move out on these deeper points and humps as the morning progresses. So that's when you break out your lead spoons, slabs we call them, and vertical fish, jig for them, whether it's stripers, hybrids, or white bass. You can catch them out there on the deeper points. Same with largemouth bass. You know, a lot of people go out and deep dive, deep fishing is actually with sonar today, it's pretty predictable for largemouth bass, but you can fish Carolina rigs or deep diving crankbaits out on these submerged humps and points later in the morning throughout the day and catch these bass. A lot of times they'll suspend, you know, around structure and follow the bait, and you can probably find the largemouth bass out there. Catfish, like I mentioned, if you want to mess a catfish, there probably is no better time than right now. And I'm still all about getting out there early in the morning and fishing before it gets, by the time about 11 o'clock rolls around, it's time to head to the shade for me and many fishermen. But bait up with some good doe bait or punch bait, any kind, earthworms for that matter, and you can catch all the channel catfish you want right now, usually around shoreline structure, willows and flooded grass and things like that. Folks, we're just about out of time. I've had a ball visiting with you. Tune in next week, and do remember now, catfishradio.org is my website. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all my night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.